talking with the experts.
Learn about insurance, tailored planning and enhancing financial literacy in our latest episode 546 with Joseph Lombardi.
I mean, what an insurance policy is, it's a bet, right? You're just either betting on yourself not getting disabled, not dying, not needing care. You can self-insure that. And that's where in the United States called Title 19, they take everything you have, give you $1,200 and throw you in jail, also known as a nursing home. That's what happened to my grandmother and my father. Neither one of them turned out well. My grandmother lost $4.2 million to a nursing home because dementia doesn't kill you. And she had all taxable assets. So in the United States, you have to sell your taxable assets to net the cash to then give the home to take care of you. So it literally costs you double. So if it's $15,000 a month, it costs you $30,000 a month of assets, because you have to sell your real estate, your stocks, your IRA, your 401k. You have to sell those positions, pay the federal government, the state government, their cut, to then net the cash to give to the home.
Talking with the experts.
Are you looking to elevate your brand? Advertise with Talking with the Experts and reach a global audience. With over 36,000 monthly listeners, your message will resonate with a dedicated and engaged community. Hosted by Rose Davidson, our podcast is ranked in the top 100 in Australia and the top 20 in New Zealand. Boost your brand visibility, connect with potential customers, and drive conversions. Our listeners are eager for innovative solutions and expert insights. Let your brand be the one that they trust. Are you ready to grow with us? To learn more about advertising opportunities, contact us today.
Talking with the experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts, where we believe that success is a journey, and every journey is easier with help from friends. That's why we bring you top-notch experts and real business heroes eager to share their lessons from the road to success. We delve into new topics each week: effective marketing strategies, innovative problem solving, financial planning, and team building. We tackle everything you need to know to grow your business and keep it thriving. Whether you dream about launching your first startup or a business veteran looking to shake things up, we've got you covered. With each episode, you'll gain knowledge, boost your confidence, and be inspired to take action. So, grab a coffee, make yourself comfortable, and join our exciting journey. You're not alone in this. We're here, guiding you, cheering for you, and celebrating each milestone. Let's turn your business dreams into reality, starting today. Here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today my guest is Joseph Lombardi. And Joseph comes to us from Connecticut in the US. And he's going to be sharing with us some hints and tips on building an unbreakable financial foundation for a better future. And we'll explore the importance of risk identification in financial health, the role of insurance in safeguarding futures, and some of the benefits of financial literacy and customized planning. And Joseph is the managing partner at Iron Hawk Financial, and is a distinguished figure in the world of finance, known for his dedication to helping individuals and business owners in the construction and blue-collar industries achieving financial stability. His career was profoundly shaped by personal family tragedies, which brought to light the critical importance of a comprehensive financial planning. And that's something that a lot of us don't do. We don't plan for the future. We don't future-proof our families. Iron Hawk Financial offers a range of services, including life insurance, long-term care insurance, and business coverage tailored to each individual's needs. And he's not only an expert in his field, but he's also a passionate educator. He's authored books called named There's a Better Way Than a 401k and Being Your Own Bank. And his work has been recognized in International Business Times, and he has been featured in prestigious lists such as INC's Top 40 Under 40. And his commitment to financial education and security makes him a sought after voice in finance. Joseph, it is such a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining us on Talking with the Experts.
Thank you so much for having me, Rose.
Yeah, firstly, let me start off by, asking you about your journey to, where you started, how you started, and what's, why you've ended up where you are.
Well, I was supposed to be in construction, but I was working with my dad, the construction company, and he ended up falling three stories off a ladder and lost his company that took 25 years to build. So I didn't have a company to join. I was 15 years old. I had a sister that was born 2 pounds, 7 ounces, fetal alcohol syndrome. My ex-stepmom drank vanilla extract and Listerine during pregnancy and almost killed her. So she was in rehab. He was in a hospital. I'm not 18, so I basically had to step up and, take care of my sister, and it greatly shaped my life because it made me realize my dad was worth millions, and he didn't have anything, no disability, no life, no pensions. He had a few million in real estate, a few million in stocks and bonds. But all that got taken away because he had no health insurance. And after surgery, rehabilitation, he came out with, nothing. And, my journey started before that happened. I was 13. My dad was doing a job in Greenwich, Connecticut, one of the wealthiest towns in the United States. And he had me go take care of one of the kids that, he was checking a job. And so I went with the kid. He went with the parent to price out the job. And the kid brought me down an elevator in his basement that led to a baseball field underground. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So I had a lot of fun. And I, got back in the car and I said, Dad, what does that guy do? And he says, oh, he works on Wall Street. So I always wanted to work on Wall Street. I had no idea what it meant. And, 21, 20, well, 30 years now from that, here I am,
Wonderful. That's quite a journey. The importance of building financial security for your, for future planning is really important. A lot of people, in their personal lives or in their business lives certainly don't do that. And, I'd love for you to share some tips on how they can future-proof themselves.
It really comes down to diversifying your taxation, your market exposure, your liquidity. Getting away from what I call slavery, which is taxation, working and getting nothing for it. And then getting out of debt, which is voluntary slavery, enslaving your future self for your present self's wants and desires. Getting out of debt, having a budget, telling your dollars, what they should do instead of having your dollars tell you what they want to do because they don't want to do anything productive. They want to have some fun. And so it's being disciplined, having ethics, morals, understanding, I'm very spiritual. So I understand that my talents are from God. I didn't choose to be really good in this field. It was a path led to me by my journey, and I was able to learn a lot. And I take what, God gives me, and I make sure that I'm very responsible with it. If it's my money, my children's money, my wife's money, or my client's money, I make sure that it's, taken care of in a way where you can't lose and you're going to be protected from increased taxation and market losses.
Yeah. And a lot of us are looking at, identifying the risks, and there are a lot of risks in money planning. And, so what are some of the, typical financial vulnerabilities that, people face when they're, planning their future fundings?
It comes down to the four pillars. You have market, you have taxation, you have interest rates, and you have inflation. So what people do is they invest in like government sponsors accounts because it's easy, but those accounts are not beneficial towards you in any way. They're high fee, 12b1 fee, class A share fund fee, money manager fee, annual account fee, high taxed federal, state, FICA, Medicare, unemployment, Social Security. So you have Wall Street in America that takes half of your money in fees, and then you have the government takes half of your money in taxation when you need it in retirement. So, we have also we have interest rates and inflation, right? The United States, I could speak to, that's where I'm from. They just print money like they're drunk sailors, and they got, and that's being really kind to drunk sailors. So it's really bad here. And it's only going to get worse, through the mismanagement of the Federal Reserve, which is printing federal notes on Americans' future income, which if that doesn't tell you you're a slave, I don't know what does. They're literally printing money on Americans' ability in the future to earn revenue that they can steal. So if you understand how the game works, you got to do what the wealthy people do, and they use this IRS code called 7702. And that code is was on the big stage in the 2016 presidential debate in the United States when Hillary and Donald Trump were on stage, and Hillary goes to Donald Trump, "You pay no taxes, that makes you bad." And Donald Trump said, "That doesn't make me bad, that makes me smart. I'm using the same IRS codes that your donors are using that you had 30 years to close and you chose to leave the loophole open." So that loophole again is Section 7702 of the IRS. It's what all the multimillionaires, billionaires, and now trillionaires use to safeguard their money from market loss, taxation. It's sue proof, divorce proof. In some states, this strategy has been averaging about 15% tax-free compounding over the last 2 decades. So it's basically a not a mainstream type of strategy, but once people realize it does exist, I have thousands of clients nationwide, so.
Yes, based on that, and I know you can only speak for the US, I understand that, but how can we use proper insurance planning to move forward in our businesses?
I mean, you have to, if you take out the tax-free benefits, liquidity, that you can lean against it like Elon Musk does when he needs money, pulls out hundreds of millions of dollars and pays $0 in taxes. It's that same strategy inside of it. If you take all that out, when you just take a look at insurance, right? You have a 90% chance of needing care at your end life. And you do not, I repeat, you do not want to go to a nursing home. That is jail. When I say that's jail, is what is jail? You have a roommate, you didn't pick him or her. You have people who serve you food, you don't get to choose what you eat. If your roommate is loud and blasting the TV at 2 a.m., well, you're staying up and listen to the Mets game, I guess. Not a lot of people want to visit you there, right? Just like jail. So instead of going to what I call jail or a nursing home, that's where my father is right now with Parkinson's disease. He's had it for 20 years. It's not killing him, and he wishes he was dead. He has a DNR and does not want to be there. Save up, use life insurance, get a long-term care policy, use something that you can generate a pool of cash that you can accelerate the money while you're still alive, right? Because people misconstrue death insurance and life insurance as the same, and they are completely different. So it's having long-term care, having disability, right? What people don't understand is like we insure our house, our car, our business. If you have employees, your employees, we don't insure yourself, the golden goose, right? You have this beautiful goose that's making all this money, laying all these eggs, right? The golden eggs. You're insuring all the eggs, but you're not insuring the goose. If something happens to the goose, all the eggs spoil and they're worthless, right? It's like having a money printer in your basement. Let's say you make $50,000 a year, that's printing that money every year because you're working. But if you're that money machine in your basement, would you insure that's going to keep spitting out 50 grand? Would you insure it for 5 grand, 10 grand to make sure that that money's going to come out every single year, whether you can work or not? So those are the biggest insurance that people overlook because they think, oh, I have insurance. I have homeowners and liability and workman's comp and auto and umbrella. I'm insured up the you know what. I don't want any more. But you're insuring all the wrong things when the most important thing to insure is your ability to earn income.
That's a really great point. We often, have we overlook ourselves as, as the main breadwinner or provider, I guess. We overlook at, we take out life insurance against ourselves, but we don't plan for the future so much is that, our life insurance provides for our family, but it doesn't actually provide anything for us. So, I mean, I know the insurance schemes work differently in, in every country. So in Australia, we have things like funeral insurance so that our families don't have to pay for our funeral. That's already insured. We have life insurance, but I've not heard of death insurance before. I'm not sure that whether we have that here.
Yeah, death insurance is term insurance. You're renting your, you're basically betting on yourself dying in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, or 30 years. If you don't die in that time, which by the way, you have to go through underwriting, so they don't allow unhealthy people in to get term insurance. So you're literally in with a million other super healthy people. Nobody dies. The insurance company top pockets all that money and they don't have to pay anything out. It's a false sense of protection. Because when that term runs out, you're not 25 anymore, you're 60. You're not as healthy as you were. So now the costs are way higher just on your age. And then your health deteriorated. You got high blood pressure, cholesterol, ADHD, anxiety. Now all the cost goes from $20 a month to like $500 a month for the same thing. And people can't afford it. So it's a game that these insurance companies play to sell you temporary or renting. Called term insurance here in the United States. And that, in my opinion, unless it's just for like a specific need, like I have a child, they're 5 years old, when they're 25, I'm not going to need to carry this insurance anymore. They'll be out of college, they'll be an adult. Then you could buy a 20-year term. But the probability of you using it is less than 1% of 1%. And 99 plus percent of people are just going to throw away about $10,000, $20,000 in premium over 2 or 3 decades.
Yeah, and that is that's where a lot of insurance companies get you, isn't it? It's not only the fees and what other expenses that they charge you, but quite often you don't get the full benefit of the money that you've paid into it.
Yeah, I mean, what an insurance policy is, it's a bet, right? You're just either betting on yourself not getting disabled, not dying, not needing care. You can self-insure that. And that's where in the United States called Title 19, they take everything you have, give you $1,200 and throw you in jail, also known as a nursing home. That's what happened to my grandmother and my father. And neither one of them turned out well. My grandmother lost $4.2 million to a nursing home because dementia doesn't kill you. And she had all taxable assets. So in the United States, you have to sell your taxable assets to net the cash to then give the home to take care of you. So it literally costs you double. So if it's $15,000 a month, it costs you $30,000 a month of assets. Because you have to sell your real estate, your stocks, your IRA, your 401k. You have to sell those positions, pay the federal government, the state government, their cut to then net the cash to give to the home. So millions goes really quick when there's a long-term care need if you don't have a pile of cash set aside for that need.
Yeah, we our nursing home works a lot differently. If you're on an age pension here, you just pay a percentage out of your age pension because we have what's called an aged care pension. Or it's not really a pension, but it's for people that are over 65, and the government pays into your care in the nursing home. So, if you're a self-funded retiree, then of course, you would have to pay the $50,000 up front or $500,000 up front, whatever it is. But if you're on a pension, then that just comes out of your pension money every fortnight and you're covered. But you're right, it is a little bit like jail where, you don't get to choose what you eat and, you don't get to choose, who's in your proximity. So it can be a little bit of a trial and error sort of thing there. But yeah, but our system here works quite well for looking after the aged. So I think having insurance, like you can have your life insurance or whatever. I think the systems work, totally differently from your country to ours.
Yeah, we're in a way lower tax rate, but people here don't save. They try to keep up with the Joneses. We live in an instant gratification debt society. People hurt their future self to benefit their present self. They don't teach financial literacy even in schools because they want you dumb, so they take advantage of you with credit card debt, student loan debt. They give 18-year-olds $250,000 loans to go to college and just have them straight in debt, which in my opinion is slavery. And it's all by design here to make you smart enough to make money and dumb enough to know what to do with it.
Now, there is an important part of all of this that we've been discussing, and that's having a customized financial plan. And a lot of us don't do that. We do our budgets, but we don't really have a financial plan, that will last until we retire or until we pass. So what is the importance of having this tailored financial plan and strategies that, will cater to the individual client?
It comes down to protecting the four things. One of them is guaranteed to happen to you. One is if you live long, you might run out of money. The other one is if you die early, your family may be unprepared financially and emotionally. If you get disabled, your quality of life is gone. Your children's school is gone. Everything you've built is gone if you don't have anything to protect it. And then when you get older and you need to age, if you have nobody to take care of you, then you're going to have an issue. So we know that one of those is guaranteed to happen. I live long, I die early, I get hurt, I need care. Most likely, two of those things will happen. You hope that one only. We want the one where we live long and then just die in our sleep. But over 90% of people, that doesn't happen. So what I have a strategy that if you live long, you have a legal tax-free pension. If you die early, there's a tax-free benefit to your family. If you get disabled, they just pay you out $1 million in cash while you're still not working. And then there's the long-term care where you can accelerate $30,000 a month tax-free. So you can hire people and fire people, more importantly, if you don't like them, to take care of you in your own home, bathing, clothing, cooking, transporting, and cognitive, having somebody there to help you is vital to having any type of quality of life.
Absolutely. I agree that financial planning should start early, as soon as you've left school and you've got your first job. But even before then, when you get your first part-time job at while you're going to school, you should start your financial planning then, so that in the long term, when it comes to end of life, you've got something to share with your loved ones. And a lot of us don't think of that when we're early. So, how can we as parents or as business owners, educate our staff or our family on starting financial planning early?
Yeah, it just comes down to appreciating the dollar. We're trading our God-given talents for labor for currency, right? And that currency is very important. And most people just, whatever, I'll just buy this, buy that, don't care. The rule of thumb at minimum is 10%, tithing in churches, right? 10% of your money should not go to a church, but it should definitely, well, if you want to, go ahead, but that's not what I'm saying. 10% should definitely go towards your future self. Ideally 20, right? We want to live under our means. I have clients that make $750,000 a year and they're broke. And I have clients who make $48,000 a year each, so about 90,000 a year, and they're millionaires. So it's not the level of money that people make is what they assume. Oh, that guy makes $500,000 a year. He's super rich, but he's leveraged up to his eyeballs and mortgages and car notes and boat payments just to try and seem like he's somebody he's not. And then you have the people that are very modest that save, they, the envelope strategy, they put 20 bucks for Christmas, 10 bucks for birthday every paycheck. And those responsible people and deem as money as something serious and something important to take care of. Those are the people that live in financial peace and harmony. And those are the people that, when the market crashes and everything goes on extreme sale and discount, they're able to buy up real estate, businesses, stocks that dropped, crypto that dropped, and then ride the wave back up, quadruple their money in 12 months, sell and make more gains than an average person going to make in their lifetime within 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, great strategies. And financial literacy is really important. It's a really important empowerment tool, but how can we provide actionable advice to our employees or our children to strengthen their financial standing?
So with my children, right when they were born, I got them all this overfunded life insurance strategy called the rich person's Roth, or being your own bank, or infinite banking, which is now becoming more popular on social media. I own it, I control it, but it's ideally for them. So saving when they're young, and teaching your kids about money, teaching them about, hey, if you break something, it costs this much money, maybe you should be more careful. Explaining to them that you're gonna have to, when you get older, trade your time that you're now playing Fortnite and Call of Duty and basketball, that you're gonna have to take that time to invest in a career. And nobody really wants to do that unless you're lucky, like I am. I love what I do, but most people don't. So it's finding what you want to do. And if you have fun with your job and love it, it's not really working. It's somewhere where I feel insanely comfortable. I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. I feel comfortable in my skin and with my knowledge, and I feel like I'm valuable to people. And that's a great feeling when you feel like there's something that I can do, something that I know, something that I find as fact, that I can share with people, and they can have a better life because they met me, and I provide more value to people than what I take, right? If you give and give and give, it always comes back to you tenfold. It's just the karmatic energy world we live in. So if you try to give, and not be like selfish and narcissistic and care about yourself, and like, don't be a sociopath like a politician is. And just care about the people around you, your community. Not to be kumbaya, we all hold hands, but the world would be a better place if that was the case. That's what I try to instill with my children and my employees.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, they're great strategies to live by, I think. And if we all planned for our futures from an early age, I think you're right. It doesn't matter how much money that you earn, those strategies benefit you throughout your life from young age to end of life. Joseph, I'd really love to talk to you about your books. Your first one's called There's a Better Way Than 401k. And I'm assuming that 401k is like superannuation here, where a percentage of your wage is taken out and put into a fund.
Yeah, that is a voluntary. So it's similar to, they got rid of the pensions in the United States. So it was costing the corporations too much money, and they put that liability on the worker. So people say, oh, well, I'm gonna, take a 401k, which the government offers. It's illiquid. There's 59 and a half year rule, 10% penalty, bunch of fees, bunch of taxes. When the market crashes, you experience severe losses. And then that's when you usually take the money. And to the tune in 2008, there was tens of millions of Americans who got 25, 30 cents on the dollar out of their retirement because of the market loss, 10% penalty, the federal tax, the state tax, and the market loss, really. So it's that is what we're being told as Americans, like, oh, just get a write-off, right? So in America, if I make $100 and I put away $50, I don't have to pay tax on that $50 that year. That $50 goes into a fund, compounds and grows to $500, and then I got to pay tax on it later when interest rates are higher, the balance account value is higher, tax rates higher. So I advise my clients, instead of putting, in this example, the $50 away, pay the $10 in taxes, now put $40 away, and all that $40 plus the $400 of growth is all yours tax free. And that is going against the instant gratification, and it's going against the debt consumerism society America is.
Yeah, great. Yeah, good. Our superannuation here is you can self-fund, which means you can put, money into your superannuation, but employers here pay, I think it's 10% of your gross wage into your fund, and so that's available to you when you retire. So so every employer has to contribute to your superannuation, and then you can, of course, self-fund yourself. And put money as up to a certain amount each year into your superannuation fund. And then when you retire at 67, I think the retirement age is now, you can access those funds and, of course, pay the tax afterwards. And I think it's about, depending on how much there is, I think the base rate is about 30% in the 30 cents in the dollar now, up to, I think, about 45, if depending on how much you earn. So yeah, the tax rate is quite high, but then again, if you didn't pay tax, you wouldn't be able to get roads and things, I suppose. So, but anyway, what's your second book? It's Being Your Own Bank. What's that one about?
So being your own bank, instead of using, a traditional bank, my clients use the life insurance as their bank because in America, the death benefit's legally tax-free. So therefore you can overfund it and put all that cash in that same wrapper. So think of like somebody like Shohei Ohtani is a baseball player who went from the Dodgers to, or the Angels to the Dodgers, right? He got $700 million. He's not going to put that in the bank, right? We're only 250,000 of it's FDIC insured. He can't put it in an IRA or 401k because the limits are way too low. So he puts it in this type of strategy because it makes it sue proof. You can't lose. It averages high returns, has option contracts, divorce proof in some states. So it protects very wealthy people from, people that want to get married just to steal from you. So there's a lot of benefits to it that the average American doesn't really know it exists. They'll show us commercials on alcohol, on cigarettes, but they will not show commercials on investments because they want you in the 401k, which is similar to your plan, because what our government does, which I'm sure yours does too, is they spend your money. They really do. If you go to usdebtclock.org, Medicare, they stole 31 trillion. Social Security, which is similar to your plan, they stole $40 trillion from that fund so that they can build bombs and kill women and children overseas and steal your money. And so the government is very nefarious here, which I'm sure it's everywhere because I believe that absolute power corrupts absolutely. So doing things yourself is so vitally important because, yes, taxes build roads and schools and all that kind of stuff. But once they're already built, why am I paying $100,000 just myself in taxes when all my neighbors are paying $50,000, $80,000, $90,000 in taxes? That money is not accountable. It's not accountable from a town politician, the state politician, federal politician. They don't even tell us what they're doing. There's black site monies. They're taking money. It's really bad. And if a lot of people think the government's your friend, unfortunately, his history has said, they're not.
Interesting viewpoint, Joseph. I think, we don't know what our governments are doing, but that's, I guess, something that it's just something we have to deal with every day. But your strategies for, self-funding yourself is quite logical, and but you still have to pay tax. I mean, there's no way around that.
You rather pay the tax today, because in America we owe $34.8 trillion in national debt, another $217 trillion in U.S. unfunded liabilities on top of the Medicare and Social Security taxes here in the United States. We're highest marginal. We're 70% in the 80s. They were 91% in the 60s. Taxes have nowhere to go but up. So deferring taxes at a 25% rate in 2024 to pay 80% in 2044 on 10 times the amount of money, it logically makes absolutely no sense, but yet so many people do it because it's all they know.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Joseph, where can people find you if they want to work with you or, find out more about, what you can offer them?
Sure. So I'm offering all the listeners all three of my books for free, Being Your Own Bank, There's a Better Way Than a 401k, and Long-Term Care Without Long-Term Pains. All those will be emailed to you if you want to send an email to Joe, Joe, at iron like the metal, hawk like the bird, financial.com. That's Joe at ironhawkfinancial.com. Free books. I'll send you the articles I've written. There's Forbes articles written on my strategy by CPAs. Certified financial planners. I'll send you all that information absolutely for free. If you want to meet with me, have a meeting. You have to be a US citizen, unfortunately. But if you are and you want to meet with me, you can go to www.ironhawkfinancial.com, and there's a contact us button, and fill out your information, name, phone number, and email address, and I will reach out to you to see if we can get you on my Calendly.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, thank you for offering those books. I'm sure that there'll be a great rush on them for you, moving forward. Joseph, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing with us your ideas and strategies on, being more financially independent.
Thank you for letting me share your platform, Rose. I appreciate the opportunity.
Bye-bye for now.
Take care.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time. Talking with the Experts.